Hey, y'all. This week's episode is being brought to you by NatureBox. Make sure you keep that summer body together and tight by snacking healthy with NatureBox. They've got everything that you need to shove your face full of food, but still be snatched at the waist. Created with high-quality ingredients that are free from artificial colors, flavors, sweeteners, phagers, and all other things. Order your NatureBox today and get 50% of your first order by going to naturebox.com/3read. That's naturebox.com/3read for 50% off your first order. Next.
Hey guys, support for today's show also comes from Squarespace. Whether you need a portfolio to showcase your work, a store to sell your products and services, or a blog to share your ideas, Squarespace is the place you need. They give you everything you need to make your next move into a reality. And with their beautifully designed templates and customizable features, creating a gorgeous website is simple and intuitive. Just add and arrange your content with the click of a mouse. You can get started today at squarespace.com with a free trial. Just enter offer code READ to get 10% off your first purchase. Again, start your free trial today. Squarespace.com, offer code READ. Let them know we sent you, and let's start the show.
King was uncompromising. Nelson Mandela was uncompromising. And I'm sure your mother was uncompromising, although the evidence of that is not apparent today. So why don't you think of me as your mom right now? And mama says, clean it up. You've seen it.
At first, it sounded like an Olivia Pope rant, but I know that I've seen this. I know that I have.
You've seen it.
Damn, I'm going to be so mad. I can.
Chat's got it.
Somebody on fucking Instagram got it.
It's a classic. I mean, it's not really a classic.
I'm not going to be able to guess. Fuck it.
Hey, guys. I'm Gabrielle Union.
God damn it. I know it.
All right. I'm going to get off Instagram Live.
Okay. Then I'll be the person who never gets the fucking movie quotes.
And this is the read.
Yay.
Back again. Hi, guys. You know, new week, new things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Kid Fury's been on Instagram Live while we were just in the studio.
I just had some things to say.
Yeah, you just had to let it out?
No, I feel better. I feel like Shea Coulee.
I'm not going to guess.
Black excellence. This week goes to 17-year-old Jahmyr Smith in North Carolina. He's a junior at Lee County High School in Sanford. He is currently known for running more than 2,000 yards rushing last season as a football player. What is that? 2,000 yards.
That means that he carried the football and ran with the football for over 2,000 yards. That's what rushing is.
That's like many, I assume.
Yes, that's a lot. There's only 100 yards on the field, so.
He's also got a kick-ass GPA and a pick at over 30 universities, including all Ivy League schools and every major program right in North Carolina. Yes. So shout out to him. He's doing great things. He's got ABC out there in his hometown and in his house, showing off all of his acceptance letters and things like that. So shout out to you. We'll be keeping a close eye on seeing where you decide to go to school. So keep to those books and also keep rushing.
Right. Now, because look, it's clearly gotten you this far. So rush right on through college, too.
This week in Sick, Sad World. Mm-hmm. Mm. All right. So let's see the good and bad. This is good. This doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Neither does that. That's laughable. This is ridiculous. Okay. So it's not terrible this week.
Okay.
First up, Venus Williams may have accidentally revealed the gender of Serena Williams' upcoming icon.
Yeah.
During an interview, I think it's the French Open right now.
I don't know.
I don't know if that's where Venus is kicking ass, but she's somewhere playing tennis. And an interviewer asked her about like what they would want, what she would want the baby to call her,
mm-hmm.
like auntie or like a nickname or something. And Venus said, she's going to call me
something. Okay.
And so she didn't really seem to like react like, oops, like I didn't mean to do. I don't know if it's mm-hmm. supposed to be a secret. Maybe they don't care.
Well, she might just be wishing for a niece. And so she just used
it. I thought that too.
Yeah.
I did think that too.
That's really common.
Right.
Yeah.
So who knows?
Right.
But I mean,
I don't really care either way. Whoever it is a young legend.
I want little Jupiter
in there somersaulting right now.
Just ready when you are, girl.
I love it. I love her little updates and everything. Like, oh, feeding my little champion. Like, yes, you already know. Like, build this fetus up. He's ready. She, whomever's in there. I don't know. It don't matter.
I'm really hoping. I mean, I don't know. I try not to get too invested in the sex of these celebrities' babies.
Yeah, no, I just want her to give birth on Beyonce's birthday because I feel like that would just be the cherry on top of the cake. Like, just wow.
If she gives birth to a girl on Beyonce's birthday,
I'll actually die.
Destined. Like a baby Avenger.
I feel if she has a girl on Beyonce's birthday, then like a massive wind is going to sweep the earth.
Yes.
All will go calm.
I will awaken in the middle of the night.
Oof. Like, is there a chill in the air?
Call you up and be like, did you feel that?
Oh, no, there's a new presence in the atmosphere, right? No, it'll be groundbreaking, earth shifting.
Either way, congrats to Serena again. And she looks absolutely adorable pregnant. And I can't take another second of it.
All of her little events and stuff. She just looks so cute. This is why doctors want you to be in shape when you get pregnant. Because she's like a good 5 or 6 months now and knocking on it. And still just looks like, hey, guys.
Just hanging out.
Hey,
mm-hmm.
Just got up and had half a grapefruit.
Going hiking in an hour.
I just feel amazing. Growing babies is so fun.
Rock climbing and, you know, I'm going to go
parasailing
a little after this and we're just having a great time.
I mean, if you can win championships and shit while pregnant, what can you not do?
That's a great question.
Right. So, but yeah, congrats to Serena.
Moving on over to who gives a fuck. Let's see where to start.
My favorite.
So the rumors of a steamy romance between Karrueche and Quavo of Migos have hit a fever pitch.
You really tried to sound like you gave a shit.
I'm sorry. They're in Miami and Migos is up on a bar or something like that. And Karrueche is just chilling down. And I don't know if this is like a spaghetti strap or corset or something like that. And she's just hanging near
mm-hmm.
her alleged new man. And
okay,
good for them.
Yeah. I don't have it.
I don't either.
There's not a single. I don't
I
give
really
one
tried.
Fuck. I do not care at. I was waiting on you to say, and Chris Brown jumped on Instagram Live. And
no, not yet.
So, okay.
Not yet. Just,
there's nothing there then.
Hopefully never.
Right.
You know,
hopefully he's
that.
Past that. We off that.
I mean, he ain't past court. But
well, no, never past. Never too far past court. But
we passed Petty.
Yes. Or maybe the, you know, in the future, these restraining orders are going to start including social media apps. Like, you may not at me. You may not say my name. Right. You may not say my name on any of your live broadcasts.
Oh, I would put that in mine.
Yeah. I feel like if it's not already a thing, it will be soon.
It needs to be.
Because people be acting probably more reckless online.
You're not allowed to misspell my name and act like you didn't know that you did that. Like, nothing. No.
Right. No. None of it with your trash ass. But just Karrueche and Quavo? I don't. All right. That's fine. Have fun.
You would think, though, that she would be like, I'm going to go and date a guy who, like, you know, wears suits and, like, has a regular desk job and, like, interns and,
you think
you know,
so?
And, like, goes to church every Sunday and, like, respects his mama and calls her.
No,
and,
I'm not like, sure none of that. Nope.
You would think. You know, I was just, I'm...
Like how Ciara did after she had a baby by a fuck nugget and then went and got herself a good wholesome man.
On.
Yeah.
But Ciara didn't take her time.
Right. And you know, see, Karrueche's just working her way through the bad boy phase.
Fair enough.
She's,
why not?
This is a step above. I mean, listen, all the shit that came out that Chris did to her.
How old is she?
What, like 24, 25?
No, 29.
Oh, Oh, she's just so petite. I guess I thought she was younger.
I know, right? Chris Brown is how old? Is she older than him too?
Yeah, gotta be, because Chris, ain't no
like
way Chris
he's not my age. He's like 28.
Yes. Yes. No, he's not 30.
Yeah, no, he just turned 20 years.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's not really young, but...
No, it's not at all. I mean, like, you have... I mean, it's not old, but it's not like...
It's not too old to be... To where it's like, wow, why are you still making stupid relationship decisions?
I'll say I'm 29, and I'm fully looking at that relationship world as... I don't have time.
Mm-hmm.
And when I
think it's a valid place to be.
I mean, I don't have time for a relationship. I mean, I don't have time for fuck shit. Like, I don't have time for a bullshit relationship. I don't have time for putting myself in positions that I know ain't good for me. I don't have time for fucking with niggas that ain't never been shit and I already know that. Like, yeah. I don't have time for, like...
Realness.
You know, backsliding.
Yeah.
But that's me.
When you're focused and moving forward, that's healthy. That's a good place to be in. You know, you have shit to do. You have goals. You got plans. So,
Quavo might, you know, visit, you know, like the pound or the, you know, Humane Society and like adopt animals and find good homes for them. He may mm-hmm. like, you know.
Yeah.
He may like recite scripture. There's no way.
No, he doesn't do that. I mean, but he might not be a shit person, you know?
Yeah, no.
It's very likely that he's a nice, great guy.
I did read that the drag queen thing from SNL wasn't true.
Yeah, I saw that too. So,
but, I mean, still, I can use a break.
Okay.
I'm not...
Well, I mean, it's not... And it's also not like that's the only homophobic or transphobic yeah, or whatever thing that we've ever heard y'all say. So.
And, I mean, they're still get right with you.
So...
Like, they're still... I don't know how they got, like, did their whole label hear that song and was like, yeah, that just doesn't mean what it does anymore. I'm sure the Asian community is totally over their slurs.
I mean, but listen, if Karrueche don't have a problem with it, I'm going to leave.
Right, oh, my God. Right.
It keeps coming up. It keeps coming up.
Amber Rose apparently hired one of Wendy Williams' old... television producers, who apparently was fired after that bullshit about... Remember when Wendy Williams was talking about HBCUs or something like that?
Oh, yes. Her ignorant ass.
So
that
apparently,
was dumb.
A couple of people lost their job behind that. One of them is a producer who will now be working with Amber Rose as she heads back to TV from the Amber Rose show. I'm reading this. It will be switching to MTV. This is what it says on Radar.
Oh, from VH1.
Yeah.
Okay.
Amber's first season was a disaster because she was surrounded by the wrong people at VH1.
I mean, it was not, I would not call that first season good either, but not sure if that was because of the people she was surrounded by. Or just,
because Amber Rose doesn't need to have a television show.
Oh, boy.
I mean, there's always the facts.
I was going to try to say it in a nicer way, but fuck that.
Now she's moving to MTV and has hired Rob Dauber in a power move, and Wendy Williams should watch out. Now, we can talk all we want to.
Here we go.
About Dub Dub.
And there's plenty to say.
And there is mountains to say. However, when it comes to actually hosting...
Mm-hmm.
A TV show,
right.
Radio, knowing how to engage people and be alert and
speaking
actually
professionally.
Right. Keep someone's attention. Know which camera's on. Like all of that. Wendy's got that down. We can talk all day.
Yeah.
But she's got that. Amber doesn't. Now, I don't know who was surrounding her at mm-hmm. the VH1 show, but I do know that I watched it and it was boring and it was strange and it was weird.
Mm-hmm.
And she just doesn't have like a TV show presence to
right.
me, you know? Not for like, not a talk show type
right.
of thing.
Not like a talk show host.
At all.
She's fine on Hip Hop Squares.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's
mean, many
really
people
cute.
Are.
I
so
mean,
is Mimi and whoever else.
Because all you ever really need is a couple of cute little one-liners and you're done.
That's it.
But you, like, actually spearheading a show? show and being the person who talks about topics and introduces the story and gets into
it. And like interviews people. Right. Like you have to, you don't have that.
There's a thing about that. Like there's a reason why most talk show hosts have like big personalities or distinct personalities or like strong backgrounds in comedy or whatever, because it takes a certain skill to do that. It is not just a any old damn body who looks good come be on. Like, bitch, there's a reason why niggas only opened up to Oprah for like 25 years. Look. And was telling only Oprah all their deepest, darkest secrets, because there is a thing, there is a certain quality that you have to possess in order to be really good at that, and I don't know that Amber Rose has it.
I have evidence that she doesn't.
Right. I mean,
and that's not to say you can't get it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? If she really wants to take it seriously and really have that world to the point mm-hmm. that she got girls out here saying that Wendy needs to watch out, then she, I'm assuming, is getting some sort of media training or something to learn how to do that. Because what I saw last season, I assumed would be the last.
I mean, I need to see the screen test then. I need to see this threat to Wendy Williams, because I did not see it last year. And I don't really get the move to MTV. I mean, I understand it, but it seems like to me that Amber's audience is squarely in VH1.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
I don't.
I'm also confused about
that. But, you know, good luck to you regardless, I guess.
I just feel like because you're a recognizable face and you've said a couple of funny things maybe and people like you, doesn't mean that you need a talk show. Ask Bethany Frankel.
Yes. Hell, ask Kris Kardashian. I mean, I think I'm Miss Tina. Ask even Kris Jenner couldn't keep a talk show on the air.
Try as she did, and you know, and she had Kanye on the show.
They showed the first picture of North or something like that, and still they could not keep that.
Everybody watched the clips on Instagram and was like,
"What a gorgeous baby!"
Well, that's that.
Okay, bye.
And because she started. Thank you. You just brought me back. She started that around the time that North was born or was about to be born or something. So when she did that, it was like, I remember everybody was waiting for that to happen. And she waited until like the last episode of that little, you know, when they like test those shows.
Right.
She waited like the last episode of that to have Kanye on there and then show the baby. And everyone was like, we were just waiting for this to pop up on the internet.
Right.
Thanks so much. Goodbye.
Right. Like, Kanye looked hypnotized the whole time anyway. He was like, he seemed kind of half dead. And I remember the stunt she pulled, like, the first or second episode, she was holding a baby on set, and they took a picture for Instagram. And it was like a teaser.
Yeah.
And then it was, like, the producer's baby or something.
Yes.
And it was like,
oh, my gosh.
This is all of this is manufactured for the big Northwest reveal. And then we got it, and
then we were finished.
Literally nobody cared. You brought Chloe on, no one cared. Chloe had her own show. Again, no one cared.
I mean, not really.
I mean, we just don't care. Like,
was that televised? Or was Chloe's Cocktails was that
Chloe.
A web show or was it on TV?
You know, I don't. If it was on TV, it was probably on E. But I don't know because I didn't watch it. I just know it got canceled.
It did.
So it don't really matter. Again, it takes a certain something, and y'all don't.
That show was kind of like what Amber is doing, but I have to say that Chloe can like do all of that. I feel like Chloe and Kris were better hosts than Amber Rose is. No shade. And I don't want to see either one of them host anything ever in my whole black life.
That's a toss up, man. I cannot. I feel like Chloe might be more, like, it might be more fun to tape an episode with Chloe Kardashian. Like, maybe she's more.
Amber Rose just, I feel like she was just like, no pun intended, but I just felt like she was dreaming. Like, I just felt like she was.
Really?
Get it, her best friend, baby.
No, I get
anyway,
it.
Anyway, so she was always like, hi, guys. So this week on the Amber Rose Show, I have my good friend, French Montana.
That is what she sounds like. I hate you so much.
French, thank you so much for coming.
Like, oh my God, that is what
wake
she
up, girl. Damn, you're hosting a show.
So what are you up to? Like, and that's just it. Like, it's nothing.
Oh my God, you guys. So me and French, we have this really funny story. Are you going to tell them what it was like, girl?
Right.
Like, all right, enough. Yeah. I'm bored.
Right, exactly. So we'll see.
Also on the list of bad ideas, apparently, Nas and Lauryn Hill have announced that they're co-headlining a tour.
That won't work.
This year, according to Billboard. This whole shebang will start in Chicago on September 7th. So I imagine what happens is that you'll buy the tickets online, go to, you know, the Nas concert on September 7th, mm-hmm. and then maybe they give you, like, some sort of a waiver or some other kind of reform so that you can come back in June when Lauryn Hill performs.
Right. So he's definitely going to have to come out first. Like, he's... He's definitely going to have to do his whole set first, and then we get like a 20-minute intermission for set change, and then hopefully by then Lauryn's chakras have aligned with the
takes the chakras
venue.
A while. Gotta recharge.
That's what I'm saying. So we're going to give Nas's whole performance. We're going to give Lauryn time to get into the mood to perform.
Ill, still, all the medics.
Give us I hate you.
Every medic you got. Just all of them.
That's the only way this can work. What? I mean, and maybe that is it. Like, maybe they're like, okay, listen, Lauryn, we're never going to sell another ticket if you are not on the bill with somebody
else.
We
need you to actually show up.
Yeah, like, you're going to have to come when people...
I mean, we've gotten us, and he agreed to do this, but we can't. We can't afford a hologram.
Like, girl, we're going to have opening acts, and then Nas will come out, and all. Like, we just need you to actually be here. Like, just show up and then come on stage and perform.
We'll have a DJ play, you know, some stuff before Nas even comes on. Yeah. You have a solid, like, 2.5 hours.
Right, to get ready.
After the door opens and the show starts, to be ready.
Right.
You know, we don't have any choreography for you.
Mm-hmm. Your rider said all you needed was a guitar and a mic.
Honestly, we don't even give a fuck if you remember the words. Just please be on the stage. Just be on the stage.
You could just hum melodically, and everybody in the audience would probably just fill in the words for themselves.
They'll just be glad that they didn't have to wait 3 additional days.
Yeah, they'll be like, oh, wow, I'm at a Lauryn Hill show, and Lauryn Hill is at the show.
She is here.
That's crazy. What?
Amazing.
Let me put this on Snapchat, bitch. I'm going to let a couple of dates go by and hear some reviews before I decide whether I'm going to make it to that.
I want to make a bet on whether or not Lauryn Hill actually shows up on time to all of these concerts.
No one's going to take that.
No one is. I know. But, you know, there has to be somebody. There has to be one person who has faith in her.
Man, I really tried. I almost sat here and thought about it. Then I'm like, mm-mm. No, sorry. Even if Nas is first, like, even if Nas just goes out first and does his whole set, and it's not like going back and forth between the two of them, I still cannot just say for sure that Lauryn will be on time and ready at every date. Because it's just been too many opportunities of us seeing her do the exact opposite. She's not as bad as Frank Ocean is, though, with just straight up
not
pulling
coming
out of stuff, right? Like, you know, niggas buy tickets to these festivals to see you, right? So you just not, okay, because there's no refunds. Like, we don't get our money back because you decided not to come. What's up, sis?
I don't understand. She's going to have to take the Jeremiah route probably a couple of times to just have somebody go out there in a big-ass formation hat tilted down real quick when Ready or Not starts. And then just dance around
like a stunt double.
Yes, absolutely. And just pretend that they're there. They're her. Like, and honestly, a couple of cities, they'll probably just take it.
Yeah.
Like, they're probably good enough. Whatever.
Right. Just lie to me.
Fine.
Just lie.
I mean, I'm really just a Nas fan anyway. Ain't no Lauryn Hill fans in here. They knew not to come.
At least for the first couple of songs, until Lauryn has decided it's time for her to go on stage.
Right.
All right.
Well,
is that it?
Good luck with that. No.
Oh, I was about to say, wow, look at us.
Also on the list of terrible ass ideas, Tyrese is still accosting us with alleged news and teases of Baby Boy 2. He posted a, looks like a fan-made movie poster, that says a John Singleton film, Baby Boy 2, coming of age. I have issues with that for a number of reasons. First of all, how the fuck? Because this nigga coming of age when he's a grown ass man with right. kids.
You're like 42.
He was an adult in the first one. What? Coming of what age? What? Which age?
Right. That's how you know a fan made that. This don't make no sense.
Also, this picture of Taraji in the center is from Celebration of Gospel that she hosted, I think, last year on BET. Also, there's a picture of Snoop Dogg in the movie, and Rodney is certainly dead. I mean, they shot him like six times, and he bled out on the sidewalk.
Right.
So. What are you doing?
But see, now, why did Tyrese post it, though? That's my question.
Because Tyrese is bored, I guess, and, like, really wants this movie to happen. Mm. And I just, I'm having a hard time understanding why. He also posted a picture at one point, I think, of Taraji and, like, somebody else.
Oh, the girl who played his other baby mama.
In a pool party.
Yeah, I saw that too.
And I heard that John Singleton initially posted it, and it was at, it was like a Memorial Day party that he had at his house or something like that. And Tyrese posted it and then deleted it with a caption that said, "When your baby mamas get together and plot against you, baby boy too." And it was like, we don't want to see it.
We don't.
Keep it.
Please don't make this happen. Like, just let everybody hang out at John Singleton's house and just let that be that. Because when I saw that picture, I said, oh no, who did this? But like, just the original is fine for the people who liked it. We don't need to go back and retell this story. And it's not coming of age when you are so fucking grown. Just let it go. Let it go. Tyrese, you have so much money.
An embarrassment for so many reasons. Like, literally, unless Baby Boy 2 is about his son or daughter making it out the hood and then going back when his Mima is sick and desperately trying to get Jody's ass out of her house, finally.
Okay.
Then I just don't see how it's a coming-of-age story. You're a full man.
Yeah. Like, maybe it's the story of the kids and the kids dealing with.
And that would just be lame anyway.
Raggedy-ass daddy.
Even if people wanted to see it. I'm so tired of all of these movies coming out 15 years later and then the stories about their children. Mm-hmm. Come up with something else.
Right. It's just, there's new ideas out there if y'all would just pay for those. Like, that would be great.
If you would just, but see, nobody is selling you any because no one is interested in making this movie. Stop. We don't want to watch it. He should have, the first one was supposed to be about him coming to age. Didn't they have a tea party or some shit and she was pregnant again in the end of the day movie? And we were supposed to assume that they were good.
A tea party? I hate you.
Like, I don't remember the last shot of the movie, but they was out having a barbecue or some shit.
Yeah, I was going to say that it was like one big happy black family or something like that.
Like in somebody's backyard in a kiddie pool or whatever.
Yeah, I seem to remember balloons maybe. I think
it was like the first baby. It's been a while. Like when she was pregnant again and it was like a baby first birthday or, I don't know.
Maybe I'm mixing it up with Steel Magnolias.
How?
You know what? Never mind. Let's move on. Yeah. Because we don't even care.
The point is Tyrese.
Yeah. Don't make this movie.
I thought, you know, you got Transformers and all of these Fast and the Furious movies and books and, you know, other things. Like, I see why you need this.
Right, Fast and the Furious has made like $7 billion worldwide.
And they're not done. Like, I think they have two more.
No! Ugh. You know what? As long as you people continue to go watch the movies, they're going
to keep making them. They still go. And they get good. They review well.
Yeah, they do. The last one opened up number one worldwide with like some crazy opening weekend. $100 billion dollars or something.
I bought them all.
You bought them all. You bought them.
I wanted to know why people still go watch them.
So you bought them?
I mean, I couldn't think of another way to watch
you
all of them.
You can rent them.
Oh, that's true.
Like, literally, you can.
Whatever. I just.
So many different apps.
I made it to like the middle of four.
Oh, uh-uh.
And I was just like, I'm so tired. I heard it gets good after that, like the fifth one or something.
Didn't the first one come out in like 98 or something?
Like, I don't know if it was 98, but it had to have been like 2001.
I think I was close to being out of high school.
No, I was definitely a child. But, and it shows with the fashion, the haircuts, everything. Like the music, Ja Rule is in it. It's old. It's dated.
Oh, yeah, 2001. You're right.
But.
Yeah.
Then there was one with Bow Wow in it and some guy with a terrible country accent. It's odd. But I'm assuming that it's going to be, you know, I'll finish it at some point. But there's just so much. I have to catch up on Scandal, American Gods.
Yeah, I have lots of shows and stuff that I really want to watch. And I want to rewatch Queen Sugar before the new season starts and all this stuff. So I'm just not going to do that.
There was a Steven Universe special that just came out. I'm behind on that.
I'm about to look at that. I'm catching up on Brooklyn Nine-Nine, which is just, ugh. Perfect every fucking time. There's a lot of great stuff out, and I'm not going to. No shade to people who enjoy the franchise, because I know it's a lot of y'all, but it's just not for me. I don't give a shit about cars and niggas.
And it's literally niggas
and
cars.
That's all it is. And I don't care.
Okay. Tiger Woods got in trouble. I don't know why. I wasn't interested enough to read it. Do you know why?
Because he got a DUI. He was driving under the influence. And I think we all assumed it was alcohol because he's been caught driving drunk before. But I guess maybe it was prescriptions this time. And he didn't know that he was going to have that reaction to it. I don't really know the details because I didn't care. Tiger Woods has stated plenty of times that he's not black. He's Koblen Asian. And he has separated himself from black people very deliberately. And so I'm letting the Koblen Asians take that. I don't care.
Koblen Asian sounds like it should be like a fatty dessert.
Yeah. I think I was in middle school or high school when he said that.
I remember it too.
I remember that being news and thinking.
Koblasian. Koblasian.
It's a celebration of my Caucasian and black and Indian and Asian heritage.
Koblasian.
Sure it is.
Koblasian. Koblasian.
Sure it is. Whatever you say, Tiger. I don't have it for Tiger Woods. I just don't care. Like, great golfer.
Beautiful
wonderful
gowns.
Golf. I don't care. I don't care. You had that white wife. You did her wrong. She took half your money and your children and left.
And your hairline.
And your life has kind of just been in a slow decline since then, and I don't care.
Last but not least, I forgot to mention last week that the Repeater movie has been confirmed.
Yes. Yes, it has.
So excited about that. So Netflix is going to be throwing up this Rihanna Lupita scammer movie with Ava DuVernay directing and Issa Rae.
So Issa's confirmed writing it too?
I haven't seen a confirmation about that yet.
Okay.
But I assume that it's coming and it's coming quickly.
At least one of the writers, like, man, please.
I mean, that's what we asked for. If you're going to give it to us, give us what we want.
Right. I mean, we were explicit with our demands.
Thank you
so much, Netflix.
Thank you. Don't play.
Since y'all took the Get Down, y'all can give us everything we want.
Didn't they? They just took it.
I mean, and it was beautiful, but I know it was expensive as shit.
I mean, if you're going to take the Get Down, take Love. Take, I haven't watched 13 Reasons Why, so I can't judge them yet. But
okay.
I feel like I can say that they can take it because
I don't know Love.
There's several shows.
Oh, bitch, and there's a new season of House of Cards. Oh, I got plans. I got a lot of stuff. Yes, it just came out like the last couple days. I got a lot of shit to
Unbreakable do. Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt is back too.
Yes, it is. And oh, thank God they took Kimmy out of that horrible wig. I couldn't even watch last season because that wig was so noticeable.
It's just awful.
But she's just wearing her real hair now. Thank God. Have you seen the Lemonade segment?
Yes.
Big.
I love him so much.
Titus is a national treasure.
And really, one day I will have an extended discussion on why there's no reason that show couldn't have been Unbreakable Titus Andromeda.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and he deserves his own spinoff.
Like, really, the show could have just been Titus as the lead character.
Yeah.
Kimmy as his friend. And, like, it would have been...
Right.
No, essentially the same show, but cooler.
I mean, and he already has a great backstory with running out on his wife and, you know, being this gay kid from the sticks and coming up to New York. Like, he already has a great, like, it's perfect. So
every time he's on
screen,
I get excited.
Oh, my God. You should listen to the actor whose name is also obviously Titus. But you should listen to his interview on Death, Sex, and Money. I think that's the name of the podcast. But anyway, he did an interview with them a while back. It's so good.
I think you told me about that.
It's really good. Like, just talking about his grandma and he sings a little bit. And, you know, it's just very real. And the whole time I was like, man, I identify so much with this. So I just love him.
Well, that's about it this week for Sick Sad World. I feel like we did such a great job.
We did. We zoomed right through that.
I mean, totally under.
It doesn't even matter. Do you know how many emails we got from people saying, y'all don't have to act like that. It don't have to be less than an hour and a half. I love it.
Yeah. After last week, I was like, okay. I mean, if you girls are that, like,
if y'all
when
insist.
We actually did the 1.5 hour or whatever, I was like, okay. Like, if y'all love it that much, then I guess we will just continue to speak.
Random journeys into nothingness.
Until we're done.
So was that it, or did you find another one?
Tia Mowry confirms that Sister is being revived. But they've been saying this for a while. What's changed? We're looking right now for a producer and a writer, someone who can kind of be a leader of the pack in regards to... So they're looking for a showrunner.
Okay.
I think that they kind of expected that people... And what's her name? Tia was on The Real not too long ago, and they were saying that I guess it's been harder than they expected for people to get people to like actually sign on and get the whole thing going. They must have
They
have been like, we want to bring Sister Sister back, and the networks would have been like, pick us!
Yeah, and it's not like that.
And they weren't.
Well, I mean, because I don't think the Boy Meets World reboot is doing that great. Like, I don't think it's suffering, maybe, although maybe it got canceled. I'm not
sure. Honestly, most of these revived sitcoms that I watched when I was growing up, I don't like them. You know, I don't like the newer versions, and I don't know that kids would watch them and like them at all. Or even if they did like them, they wouldn't get the same experience that I remember getting from the first Full House or from the first Boy Meets World or from the first That's a Raven. Because Raven's Home, I think, premieres in July or something
that. Yeah, yeah.
And I just don't see it being the same.
These kids don't have connections to those actors the way we do. So they're kind of like banking on an older audience to tune in. But you need the kids to actually watch it to sustain it because we don't care. We can watch grown-up shows.
Right.
So you're going to have to do something to draw the kids in. And I mean, I wish Tia the best. Tia's the one married to the black man, right? Because Tamara's a mess. Oh, my God. Tamara needs prayer. Tamara needs a good black-ass shake because she's lost it. I don't know what her deal is, man. I just cannot with her and that Fox News-ass husband of hers. But, you know, maybe the show, I'll at least give it a try. Like that Fuller House, I watched the first episode. It was good to see Uncle Jesse and Aunt Becky and everybody again, except the Olsen twins. But every episode after that, I was like, I do not care about any of this. I do not care about these hosts coming together to raise these kids and all this. It's just boring.
It's just not interesting. Like, one thing I would say to Tia and Tamara is if you were going to do a sister-sister comeback, I would say change the game and do it from an old, I don't want to say being Mary Jane because it's the only thing I can think of right now, but do like an adult, like a more mature thing. And rather than it being about, you know, them being young and goofy or whatever, make it like an older thing with the sisters being grown up. Mm-hmm. And from there, because what these people keep doing is having the older people who started it be like almost a backdrop and then focus on the children. And we don't care about them niggas. We don't know who they are. And these young people don't watch that show, and so they have no reason to give a fuck about anybody on this show. So change it. Like, do it for the people who watched it and make it something a little bit more adult.
Yes, yes. Don't make it a kid's show because the kids don't care. You're hiring these old-ass people that we watched on TV when we were kids. So, like, and the whole draw of the show the first time around is that they were these twins who had been separated at birth and now, you know, they found each other and they get to build this whole relationship and the parents. And it was like a new and interesting thing. I don't get what is the story going to be here now? Like,
I mean, they ain't got a showrunner, so they don't even know. They just know they want to bring Sister back.
Well, okay. So, all right, girls, we'll see.
I'll give it a shot just because I do love Sister Sister, but I don't.
I do love Sister Sister. Nostalgia.
Right.
I wonder, does Tamara ever look back and like, I can't believe I got on TV singing R&B and dancing.
I don't think it's that bad.
You don't?
I really don't. I really don't think it's that bad.
No, I think when Tamara's at home with her husband and those children, she lets all kinds of crazy things come out of that man's mouth. I think she lets a lot of horrible shit.
Oh, yeah, she probably does let him say a whole lot.
All
but I don't think that
racist
she's
things
at home, you know, making like little pickaninny dolls and stuff. Like, I don't.
Okay, no, you're right. It is not that bad.
But let him say what he want, most certainly. I could see that.
Ugh, okay.
Oh, and before I end this, I just want to say shout out to Kathy Griffin. I don't know why you apologized. That's the only thing you did wrong to me. But
yeah, no, absolutely.
That's it. I mean, Barron Trump and Draco Malfoy and the rest of Slytherin, they'll be fine. Like, I'm certain they saw it. They laughed and they went right back to playing Grand Theft Auto 5.
Oh, mess.
You know, I thought it was fantastic. It was artistic. I thought that the lighting was great, and I don't think you did anything wrong.
I mean, anything
opinion
that shows Trump dying is fine with me. So that, I didn't have an issue at all. So,
and but she's not the only person who did it.
You know what?
I saw this drag queen who was at, I think they just recently had RuPaul's DragCon out in California. And there was one who was dressed as like, I don't know if it's Hindu What is the that I know, I'm sorry. You know the deity with the
Ganesh?
Yes.
Okay.
No, it's not Ganesh.
Okay.
I know exactly who Ganesh is, but it's not you're in the right.
I was gonna say, look, I'm pretty ignorant.
I do not want to step on those toes.
And
I'm trying to be respectful. I don't know the exact one, but y'all know the pretty lady with, she has like six arms. Oh my god!
Let me Google Hindu goddess six arms.
Yes, Hindu goddess. Maybe I don't know.
Kali, K A L I.
I don't know.
She appears as a four to six armed woman.
We're gonna get in so much trouble for this.
No, this is actually all you, bro. I'm backing right out of this.
I don't know. But I can admit that I don't know. You know what I'm saying? All I know is I have seen this woman a million times in my life.
Okay.
And there was a drag queen who was dressed as her at DragCon with the same thing, like a decapitated bloody Trump head. And when I saw it, I was like, A, fantastic. B, I'm really interested in the race of this drag queen. Because I couldn't tell.
Mm-hmm.
She was painted blue. So I couldn't tell if this was actually just a white person, because I would have been like,
hope not.
You tried, but you don't realize how you.
Yeah, like, this is not your business, much better. Girl.
Right. See how I don't know? I would have never done it.
Right. Would have never even played yourself like that. Like how Alicia Keys put on that. You know what? No, because we haven't received confirmation that she did that.
That is not her. I'm telling you, it's not her. She was wearing lashes. Alicia does not do that.
Okay. All right. Are we done?
My apologies to anybody who took offense to this. She was in Overwatch. Overwatch, Symmetra.
You are gonna get it.
Skins.
You are gonna figure it out.
And I know Overwatch must have gotten into so much trouble for this shit. It's just called Goddess. Oh God. Okay, fuck it. But this is what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
And you know she usually has like a bunch of arms.
Yeah. No, I mean I feel like I've seen that before. I just don't know the name of it, so I'm gonna leave it alone.
Yeah, I'm done. I don't have anything else to say. I'm so sorry.
Hallelujah. Let's take a break. Hey, y'all. Today's episode is also brought to you by Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, you can mail any letter or package using just your computer and printer, and the mailman just comes right by and picks it up. You can avoid the hassle of the post office and mail everything from postcards to envelopes to packages, domestic or international. Oh, my God. I hate going to the post office so much. I went today. Literally, that bitch opens at 9 o'clock. I was there at like 9:04, and there was already a line, like, wrapped around. It's so annoying. You can avoid all of that by creating your Stamps.com account in minutes online with no equipment to lease and no long-term commitments. Just click print mail and you're done. It makes everything so much easier. I went right home and logged into Stamps like, girl, I don't have to do this. And you don't. Right now, you too can enjoy the Stamps.com service with a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus postage and a digital scale without long-term commitments. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the mic at the top of the homepage and type in the code READ. That's Stamps.com, click the mic. Code READ. With Stamps.com, you never have to wait in line at the post office again. So check them out. Let them know we sent you and let's keep going.
So we're back. It's time for listener letters and I have found the goddess.
Oh, hallelujah. What's her name?
I think it's Kali. But I know this is her because it literally, like, all of these photos have the decapitated.
I told you I Googled her and I said Kali, K-A-L-I, right?
She's sickening.
That's her, yeah. Well, amen. I'm so glad that you found it. Makes me feel better. Our first question this week comes from someone who calls himself a good son. He said,
I'll be the judge of that.
I'm writing to ask your advice on dealing with your parents as they, as well as you, get older. My parents are typical Southern parents, so no matter how old I am, I'll always be their kid. But where the major issue lies is they think of me and my brother as free labor. We don't mind mowing the grass, taking out garbage and things like that, but it's to the point where they want everything on their terms and it just cannot be that way. We have our own lives going on and sometimes I'll go a week or so without stopping by their house because I just hate the fact that I can't even visit without having to do some chores or manual labor. Recently, they decided they couldn't wait till the weekend for us to mow the lawn, so they went out there and tried to do it themselves. Long story short, my mother fell and broke her foot. Their neighbors now think that we are neglecting our parents, and overall, it's just a bad look for us.
Oh,
Not to mention that my mother recently learned to text message, so damn near daily I'm getting hit with errands and grocery store lists from her.
Work,
it's
Mom.
To the point that if they call me, I immediately expect them to ask for something and become annoyed, even if they're just checking to see how I'm doing. I hate feeling like this. Part of me feels guilty and feels like I should just suck it up. The other part feels like I should change my number. What are your thoughts? Sincerely, a good son.
Get over it.
Damn, really?
Suck it up. Get over it. My grandma used to call me all of the time. And then when she used to call me on my phone, I knew she was asking me for a ride somewhere. Like, I knew it. Every time she would call me, I'd be like, I don't know where she need to go. She need a ride. And I would pick it up. She'd be like, hey, beg your ride, go down. So I'd be like, okay, all right, I'm coming. Mm-hmm. And I would go on and take her. And sometimes I would be in the middle of something. I really didn't have time. And, you know, a couple of times I would have to ask somebody else to take her or whatever. Mm-hmm. But like, now she's gone, and right. if she called me right now and asked me to drive her to Mexico, I would. So, right. Get over it. Do what they need to do. They're not asking you to go and vote for a Republican or something crazy or burn yourself down, you know, to ashes. Like, they're asking you for little things that you can do around the house for them. Do it, because when they're gone, you're going to wish that you could do whatever the fuck they wanted.
That's a very...
Not they're not being I mean, that's if they're being valid. Unreasonable, then that's something else. But I'm
it
just
sounds
saying.
Like you and your brother feel overwhelmed because it's like a daily thing now with your parents asking you to do stuff. And I could see how that may feel, I don't know, maybe tiresome or annoying. And I think Kid Fury has a good point about, you know, like one day you'll wish that your mama was around to ask you to do a million different things for her and you would do it. But when you are just like in the middle of your everyday life, you're like, damn, girl, like it is every day with you asking me for something. Like, I get that frustration too. So maybe if you just kind of like, I don't know, can you just not talk to them and be like, hey, is it cool if we like come by twice a week and run whatever errands you need? Or like, is it like, do you just feel like you are not able to broach the subject with them at all? It's like, you know, maybe I can do your grocery shopping every weekend, like, and we can go together, or maybe I'll do this. Like this example with mowing the grass. If I told you I'll come mow the grass this weekend, but y'all decided that wasn't fast enough and you went out there and now you done hurt yourself and broke your foot, it's like, were you really wrong for establishing a time to come do it and
no.
Your mama just went out there
I'm not
anyway?
Saying that you're wrong. I'm saying that if you're in a position where you want to change your number or you don't want to pick them up or you don't want to pick up the phone or whatever, like, that mindset should change. I agree. You can be like, look, I'll come and do it or whatever, or I really do not have the time to do it right now. But that's different than if you know you do and you just don't want to. You know, that's all I'm saying. You know, like, obviously, you're an adult and you're going to want, you know, time to do your own thing. Sometimes you're going to have to just be like, no, I can't do it. Mm-hmm. And it is what it is.
Yeah.
But it's like, all I'm talking about is the mindset. I don't know how much free time you actually have and you know what I'm saying? It is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, because you presumably work a full-time job and all that. So it's understandable that you can't just drop everything and go do whatever they want you to do at any time of day. But I'm thinking about it now. And yeah, my grandma could have called any one of her grandkids for anything. And we all would have just been like, okay, well, either I'm going to do it or I'm going to find somebody who is going to do it.
Right.
Meemaw ain't going to want for nothing. You know, that's definitely, I feel like, an attitude that we all
have. If I couldn't take her or if I, you know, sometimes didn't want to, mm-hmm. I would tell her, look, hold on, I'll call you right back and I'll find somebody to do it.
Yeah. So
it
was and I remember my aunties and uncles kind of going through that too, like, your mama has called me again talking about the fish she got from down the street was not good enough and she needs to go back. Like, that sort of thing. I remember my aunties and uncles being like, Lord, here we go. But always somebody going, you know, because at the end of the day, that's your mama. That's your grandma. You know, she took care of you all your life. She's getting older. She needs more of your help. And it's just I feel like it's just maybe culturally, it's just the thing we do. We just take care of our elders and bitch about it to each other privately. So maybe you and your cousins need like a group text in WhatsApp or something, and y'all could be like, here she go again, or what? I don't know. Whatever's right. Gonna make you feel better. But yeah, one day you're gonna wish she was there. And so, I don't know. Try to cherish
the
time y'all have.
Try to find a way to just make it work. It may be if y'all can, you know, maybe you can find them help. Like, maybe you can get them someone who can help them around the house.
My mom would be like, help for what when you are here? I don't know this girl. Who is this stranger?
I mean, that's a cultural thing, too. I know if I would have been like, look, I'm going to hire y'all help or I'm going to get y'all to do something. My parents would be like, cool. Because my family had helpers.
Oh.
Like, but well, not because they had money.
We came from broke folk.
Not because they had money. Like, in Jamaica and stuff like that, they would have people who would come around the house sometimes and help when they didn't have the time to do it or whatever, or when, the kids were home or something like that. And what they got paid, I don't know. Because I know that I don't come from nobody's money.
Like, my family never had outside help.
To come find somebody to come and help them.
Like, my family was the outside help.
So. And they were almost always West Indian, too. So I don't know if that had anything to do with it. But
I mean, maybe it was like a, you know, we come through and help because we know y'all got something going on. And then maybe y'all come through. Or maybe it's a community thing. I really don't know. Or maybe your people just had it like that. But yeah, I would say just, you know, try to deal with it. But I would definitely be like, nah, nobody told you to go over there fucking around with that lawn. I said I would do it this weekend. Like, and now look at you with a broke ass foot. So now you need more help. Like, please listen to me, mama. I'm trying to help you. You know, it's that same sort of thing. So good luck to you with that. Our next question comes from Anonymous. Pick a girl's name.
Risha.
This comes from Risha, and she says, my boyfriend and I ended our relationship a few days ago. We were together for 4 years, and up until a few weeks ago, we were incredibly happy together. Lately, we've been fighting, and I have resented his lack of time, attention, and affection. My boyfriend is 28 years old, and he's an only child. He has spent the last 8 years pursuing 2 degrees and worrying about his financially unstable parents. Lately, he says everything in his life feels like a responsibility and that it is making him emotionally and mentally unstable. He wants to spend time on his own, get counseling, and learn how to put his happiness first. He says he doesn't want our relationship to turn to hate, and he can't give anybody even 50% if he is not at peace with himself, and it's unfair because I've always given him 100. I have even more respect for him now, but this is not a relationship that I want to lose for good. Do you have any advice for getting through the next chapter? And do you think there's a possibility he will get better and come back to me? Or will he just move on with a clean start? Love the show. You guys keep me sane. Thanks, Risha.
Let that nigga go.
The subject says most mature breakup ever, and I hate it. So, oh, girl. Like, I get it. If you felt like we spent 4 years together and we were really happy and now you're going through something, you know, and you want to hold out hope that he's going to get through whatever emotionally difficult time he's going through. And then y'all are going to come back together and be happy and healthy and whole and just drive off into the sunset. But if he is insisting on breaking up with you instead of maybe going through whatever counseling he needs with you or while in a relationship with you, it seems that he knows somewhere, maybe it's way deep down, but he knows that this is something he needs to get through on his own. And it may be something that is so life changing that you cannot go along on the journey with him. I think you need to look at this situation like, okay, like this is the end of something and I had a great time. You need to, you know, distill whatever lessons from it. And it's hard, you know, it's heartbreak and it's difficult to move on after a breakup. But I don't think it's healthy for you to hold on to hope that he is going to come back once he's happy again. I just don't see that in the future here.
A wise woman once said, if you don't want me, then don't talk to me. Go ahead and free yourself. And I've always, you know, really that's resonated with me on so many levels. I just feel like, hey, bye, you know?
Right.
2017.
So you over me now? So, okay. Well, I guess you just don't have to call. Don't bother texting or coming over.
Good luck. I'll send you a message in a bottle encouraging you on your journey.
Yeah. But goodbye. if he's feeling emotionally and mentally unstable and is saying, hey, I need to separate myself and deal with my shit, you're right that this is a very mature conversation to have and like a very mature way to break up. And maybe that sucks. But like, girl, listen to him.
It's actually selfish of you to be like, oh, but I really want you to stay. Like he's essentially saying, whether he's telling you the truth or making an excuse or whatever, what he's telling you is, if I stay with you, this won't be a healthy, happy relationship.
Right.
Because I have work that I need to do for myself. So you are currently worried about yourself and your own happiness so badly that mm-hmm. you want him to stay and he's telling you he can't and why. If you actually care about this motherfucker for real and him being able to provide, you know, what you need out of a relationship, you will let him go, mm-hmm. do what he needs to do. And with that, prepare yourself for the fact that he may not come back.
Yeah.
Now, that is something that you're going to have to deal with. And yes, like Crystal said, that's going to suck and it's going to be hard. But you got to put on your big girl panties and deal with it. Mm-hmm. Because if that nigga don't want you, he just don't. You know, nope. Like, he just don't. And it does not like, oh, I'm angry with you, or he doesn't want you for, you know, messy, ugly reasons. He just does not want to be with you right now. Take it, leave it.
Yeah. Dwelling on the reason in particular is just going to drive you crazy, because at the end of the day, the answer's still no.
And you can't fix it.
Right. And y'all have to learn how to let people go. If people break up with you, let yourself be broken up with. Chasing after somebody, trying to get them to change their mind or see why y'all's relationship is the real deal and how y'all can make it through whatever else. It's just, this man has tried. Like, he's sat down and told you all the reasons why y'all shouldn't be together. And they're good, rational reasons to break up with somebody. So just let that happen. Like, yes, it hurts, but you have to accept it and move on. It's incredibly selfish to be like, oh, well, I love you so much anyway, and I don't want to let this go. So no, like, love him enough to want him to be happy and healthy, even if that means being that way without you. So try to step outside of yourself and your own feelings about that. Good luck to you, though, because I know that can be hard. Our last question comes from Danica, who says, at what point At what point, I had to think about who that was. Do I pull the plug on this friendship? I'm a 33-year-old married woman who's been through my fair share of relationship up and downs. One of my good friends is 28 years old, and she's been in a relationship with a man for the last year. Their story is tumultuous. While they're both wonderful people, he recently got out of a relationship where he was gamed, which, I don't know, I guess that means played. I don't know. Maybe that's new slang. And he clearly has wounds from that. Yeah, she expects to be his queen, but I don't think his mind or heart are healed enough to offer what she wants. In addition to this, she is a naturally flirty person, and his past has left him with many insecurities. This brings us to lots and lots of questions and him digging through her phone all the time. They break up at least twice a month out of jealousy or insecurity.
Work!
He scours her messages without her permission and forcefully demands answers from her at all times. He goes so far as to log into her email accounts trying to find any type of dirt, and I keep being stuck wiping up tears over and over again after the same types of altercations. I'm a good listener and try to be a supportive friend, but I honestly cannot offer objective support if she keeps going back to him, returning to the glam couple they appear to be in public, while the rest of us know that it's a problematic shit show with very little trust and borderline abuse. She is driven by a desire to be married. All of us have our issues, but my empathy is starting to wane. Please let me know at what stage it is okay to withdraw from offering support. Love you guys, Danica.
I think you've passed that mark, honey. Mm. You know,
it's hard to give up on friends or to be like, sis, I can't help you with this issue no more.
Yes, but I also recognize that it can be frustrating to say the same thing over about the same person.
Oh, no, it absolutely is.
So if I feel like I give friends maybe two of the same conversation when it comes to niggas.
Two of the exact same conversation.
Yeah, I give it to you the first time, and then if you need a reminder, I'm like, fair. You know, we're all human.
Yeah.
And then I'll, you know, refresh.
It happens.
And then after that, I gotta start, you know, just staring at you and letting you say everything that you feel, and then just not saying anything. Mm-hmm. But like with my eyes wide open. So you're like looking at me like a freak and you ask like, what's the problem? I was like, I'm holding in the past.
I can see you doing this. I really can visualize this.
I don't have like a DeLorean or any other time travel machine to actually go back and retrieve what I said to you again.
But I feel like you know it.
But I feel like you know it. I said it twice. Mm-hmm. And at this point, you know, saying it again would just make me feel stupid.
Yeah.
And so I can't do that. I'm so sorry. But I wish you all the best. And I know that you'll figure it out.
Yeah.
That's just kind of it.
I feel like I've been the friend on both sides of this. Like, not...
Oh, I totally have.
Very rarely am I the one who cannot get over somebody and keeps putting up with dumb shit. That doesn't really happen anymore. But I've definitely been the girl... Oh, my God. One of my closest friends when I was younger. Her baby daddy. My God.
That's rough.
Oh! This bitch went through it with her baby daddy so many times. And it was always the same. And I would just, she would just call me or I would go over and it would just be like, oh my God, James, da 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 da, and this. And I'm just like, but James, da 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 da, and this every week. What do you mean? Like, right. He does this every week. Like, yeah. Every time he says he's going to call the baby, he doesn't. Every time he says he's going to come get the baby, he doesn't. When he says he's going to give you money, he doesn't.
You got to just greet the person at that point and be like, hey girl, how you doing? So what James lied about today?
For real. And then you do shit like spend your tax refund on buying him video games and sneakers because you think that's going to make him love you. And then he don't answer the phone the whole next day. And then you call me heartbroken because you spent all your tax refund money on a nigga that don't care about you. And I'm like, but you did this last year. Like, why?
Think it's powerful.
I mean, but so I get it. And it took me
shit
years.
Your walls in your world.
Now, we were also much younger. I have to say, the older you get, the less likely you are to be just dickmatized to the point where you will, I mean, good dick is still good dick, but you're not going to be as dumb about it. Younger dick takers tend to get all starry-eyed behind the wrong penis. And so maybe this is a, you know, just keep living or, you know, just gain some maturity about yourself and you'll get there eventually type situation. But she was so stupid about niggas that I just had to stop being her friend. Like, it wasn't even just the same. Like, she had the issue with the baby daddy, but, you know, once she finally let him go, she moved on to the next nigga and started being dumb about him. And I was just like, I cannot keep doing this with you.
So you just
done. So I probably learned more from the way she acted in relationships than...
Yeah. I mean, it happens.
It does happen. And I really understand being so frustrated with somebody that you're just like, I can't even talk to you about this anymore. And with us, it got so bad that we just stopped being friends. And even to this day, we still don't really talk that much anymore. And that's tragic, but I could not do it no more. I couldn't. I
just change the subject whenever she talk about that nigga. Just like, oh my God, let me fucking tell you what Jerome lying ass did today. Oh girl, you want some ice cream? I want some ice cream. Let's go get some ice cream.
Yeah.
Like, oh, but that nigga was, I'm getting strawberry. What kind are you gonna get? You not listening to what I'm saying. That nigga was lying about sprinkles. Gotta get some sprinkles and some caramel sauce. Bitch, if we feeling real jazzy, you can get the kind that freeze on top, that you gotta crack it with a spoon. Yeah, let's go get some ice cream, bitch.
Like, but he took my light bill money.
I'm taking my ass to get some ice cream. You coming?
Like, but Chanel could need shoes, and that nigga told me.
And I need cookie dough with my cream.
And Pfeiffer has two Talenti pints on sale for $7, bitch. So what you want? Caramel apple pie? What you want, bitch?
Absolutely.
Got your vanilla swirl.
I'm going down. They got the E. coli out there, Bluebell, you know. Let's go. Just don't want to talk about it anymore.
Yeah, you gotta. When she brings it up, be like, so are you breaking up with him? Like, are you leaving him for real this time? Or are we doing this same conversation again? Because I'll just sit here while you let it out. And then we both know in 48 hours, you'll be right back over there doing this again. So when you're tired, you can't make nobody be tired.
Facts.
Like, you can't make them be fed up with going through the same
true tea, bitch. What a dumb mess.
I cannot. Let's just wrap it up. Good luck. Good luck and God bless. Try to talk to your friend. You know, let her know that this is just, it's not healthy for her more than anything else. Like, she's breaking her own heart by staying in a relationship with somebody knowing that it's just garbage. Y'all keep breaking up. Just stay the fuck broken up. Just do it. Just stay broken up. Like, just stay broken up. So
you gotta figure it out. I said it a million times. Something snaps one day for you, hopefully. I feel like most people get that, like, that snap at some random moment. And they're just like, wait a minute. What?
What am I doing?
Hell no. I'm not doing this bullshit no more. And they get fed up. Almost to the point where you don't even get angry. You kind of just laugh and then you're done and you move on. But you can't rush anybody into that. And then you never know when it's going to happen. You just got to pray that it happens sooner than later.
But when it does, it's like there's literally nothing that other person person could say to make you come back. Not one damn thing. Not one fucking thing.
A whole new world.
I feel like that's where Tiny is now after this last episode of Family Hustle.
I saw that little clip where he was talking about, he was with me when I got my first $1 million. And wasn't that with you when you got your first $1 million? And then he like got her a new car and she was crying and shit. I saw a comment that said, so he pimping her? And I was like, what? He absolutely kind of, like, he really speaks to her like a pimp.
Oh, God. You know, and I feel like he feels that way about her. Like,
his tone of voice, his body language, everything is so manipulative and gross.
All he says is, I spent millions on you. Like, nigga, I'm your fucking wife. What do you mean?
How about you spend millions of minutes, seconds, and hours at home with me and your kids and not with these Instagram hoes? That's all I want. Right. I have money.
The money is
not the thing.
I don't
need yours. I've got money. You wanted me to sit at home and have you spend all this money on me so you can go run out and do what you want to do too.
With these hoes.
Newsflash. I'm tired.
Right.
And I don't need your money anymore.
Right.
That's it. I just need you to be my husband. Yeah. You can't do that. Goodbye. Bye. Like, right. What's the problem?
It was such trash. He was sitting there in his suit with his sunglasses on inside, just being a 100% fuck nugget.
T.I. seemed like the type of nigga who's had, like, uncles, granddaddies, and, like, older men in his life who was like, you know, you gotta talk to these hoes and tell these bitches, like,
oh, they all
you
ain't
do,
shit.
Da, 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 da. Right.
Oh, like Mr. Daddy on Color
Yeah,
Purple.
Playing dominoes in the backyard and telling these little four-year-olds to pimp hoes. Like,
yes!
Nigga, the men do this.
They do.
Like,
men,
this is how you treat
yes,
girls.
Yes, they do. Yes.
So, T.I. seems like that's how you
behavior.
Yes.
Men tell their sons that women ain't shit. That absolutely
Preach.
Happens.
Yes.
And so it does not surprise me that T.I. really felt like, well, I spent money on you, so it ain't nothing. You can't be mad about nothing. And then when Tiny was like, you were out here fucking, you fucked somebody I hired.
Thank you.
T.I. is like, but you took a picture with somebody you knew I was at odds with. It's just like, nigga.
Just wait a minute, nigga. Like, I wanted to just
so
possess
crazy.
Her.
Yes, I wanted
so
to.
Quickly.
Me too. I wanted to, like, inhabit Tiny's body. Be like, girl, let me do this.
Just please. sit in the sunken place. I'll be right back to get you. Like, just let me
just
do
let
it.
Just let me go off, girl. I only need, like, 2-3 minutes. I'm going to give this nigga his whole life.
Like, count it down. Pretend it's a BuzzFeed video.
For real.
I just.
Seriously.
I've got enough time. Like, how dare you?
And but, he was really like, I mean, but was you at odds with her? What?
Nigga, first of all.
What? So, do you really think you sleeping with somebody is not as bad? Ugh, no, I'm sorry.
Hey, that photograph I took was a result of what you did. Like, you act like I was just parlaying, giving lap dances and getting titty fucked.
Ridiculous.
In Malibu or something, and that's when you ran to go and deep sea dive into some pussy. You'd been cheating on me.
Right.
And
Tiny
I went and took
angry,
a picture.
Whispering like shit.
And now we're equal.
Right. Oh, well, I took a picture with somebody you don't like. Y'all beefing on the internet. And so that's worse than you sleeping with another girl. Another girl, another time. Because you've done this so many times.
And my employee.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
You're totes right, girl.
She was like, somebody I introduced you to? Somebody I hired? Yes, actually, I am at odds with her. She's sleeping with my husband? Yes, we at odds now. Yes, that's exactly what that is. Fuck you mean, nigga.
How do you know all of these words? But you can't put these two together.
The fucking thesaurus
app. What's the disconnect?
That's all that is.
What's the problem?
Man, I gotta give it to Tiny because I did not think she would ever just talk back to that nigga the way she did, but it makes me feel like she's really done. Even when he bought her that car, she was like, I mean, yeah, I'm gonna take the car, nigga. That's a fucking Porsche. I ain't done, but it don't fix nothing. That's it. Who could be mad at a real bitch? I would have did the same thing. Your dumb ass bought me a car. Yeah, I will take this car. And you can leave. Goodbye. Not.
I'm too proud.
Oh, hell no.
I wish I could say the same.
I am not too proud. What?
I would spend all night after he drove that car out in my driveway and I cussed his ass out. I would spend the whole night like, now you know you should have kept that goddamn car with the fuck. Like, I would be up the whole night getting high and drinking red wine.
You would be so like, mad at yourself.
Damn it, bitch.
I would have took that car and had an Instagram photo shoot with me and my new man. With Eris on the,
See?
On the trunk.
Like, goals.
Yes.
I know that I would have jumped to conclusion immediately. Get this goddamn shit. You can just buy me, nigga. That's what you think? You and this car can get the fuck out my driveway. Go in the house. Slam the door. Pff, what the fuck was I thinking about? Like,
immediately
pissed off.
You would have
like,
been so mad.
Fuck the principal.
Nigga, that's a car. You could have sold that. You and your friends could have just rolled around looking ridiculous in that. You could have gave that to your mama.
It's my Jamaican blood and my Trina upbringing. I just can't.
All right.
And Trina probably would have took the car.
I was going to say, I'm thinking about it, and Trina might have been like... And
Trina would have took the car.
Don't be a dumb hoe.
And been giving her new nigga, like...
Yes, getting her in the front seat.
Getting her feet rubbed in the back seat.
Even better.
Parked on Ocean Drive. For the gram.
Yes.
In that car.
Yes.
New license plate. Like,
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
And just me. I gotta do something different.
Good luck to Tiny, you know, moving on past a fuck nigga, because that is also difficult. Send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com and we'll be back.
Hey, y'all. This week's episode of the show is being supported by NatureBox. If you're listening to this show, you probably love snacks just as much as we do. You may engage in recreational activities that force you to need a snack almost immediately. And if that is the case, then we suggest you look no further than NatureBox. They've got so many, like countless snacks of all varieties, whether you want some sweet, some savory, a little salty, or what have you. Mm-hmm. You can find every kind right there on NatureBox. Mini Belgian waffles, crunchy barbecue, twists, nutty power clusters, which are just fun to say.
Yeah.
Cinnamon twists, garlic pistachios, and of course, the legendary sriracha. Roasted covered
yes.
cashews.
Iconic.
Everything you need. It's all right there. It tastes so great. And right now you'll save even more with NatureBox because they're offering Reed listeners 50% off your first order when you go to naturebox.com/Reed. That's naturebox.com/Reed to get 50% off your first order of tasty, smart snacking without all of the crappy ingredients and sweeteners and artificial
garbage. They got
gluten-free garbage.
And no sugar and low sugar and all that. So.
Everything you know or everything you need to crack open a bag and get to munching with NatureBox and let's move on.
Thanks again to Squarespace for supporting this week's episode of The Read. If you have a big idea ready to share with the world, make sure you use Squarespace to help create the eye-catching platform that will bring your idea to the masses. Squarespace will provide you with everything you need to look like an expert right from the start, including a unique domain, which strengthens your brand and makes it easier for visitors and customers to find you. And with Squarespace's great award-winning templates, creating a beautiful site is simple and intuitive. You can add and arrange your content and features with the click of a mouse. And there's nothing to install, patch, or upgrade. It is all super easy. Everything happens within your browser and stays that way. Again, if I can do it, I know y'all can do it. But if you do have a question or a problem, Squarespace's award-winning 24/7 customer support team can help you with any problem, no matter how technical or dumb or trivial it may seem. So go ahead and make your next move and start your free trial at squarespace.com today. That is squarespace.com. Enter offer code READ to get 10% off your first purchase. Offer code READ, squarespace.com. 10% off your first purchase. Make your next big move with Squarespace and The Read. Now let's wrap up the show.
All right, we're back. It is now time for The Read.
It is. Do you want me to go first?
Why not?
Okay, so earlier you brought up Kathy Griffin and this video thing that she put out that honestly I didn't even watch because I did not care. I just saw Donald Trump's burnt dead head, severed head. And I was like, well, this is art.
Yeah.
This is great. Mm-hmm. Are there prints? You know, is this on Society 6? Can
T-shirt,
I get a throw pillow with
anything.
This? This is obviously gorgeous. But to my surprise, there were a lot of like liberals and Democrats who were like all up in arms and like, this is awful. This crosses the line. This
Break
is so wrong.
Them.
And we're better than this.
Break
My goodness, when they go low, we go high.
Break
Bitch, look at what the Republican Party is doing to this country right fucking now.
Break it down.
What you mean go high? It ain't no such thing as too low of a jab at Donald Trump right now. Look at what this bitch has done.
Is doing.
Look at what he is currently doing. Are you fucking kidding? Y'all are mad because this comedian, and any other time you quick to be like, oh, well, comedians, you know, they say what they want and artistic expression and free license and all this, you know, and this whole, well, you know, let's be morally superior. Let's be right. You know, let's make sure that when it comes down to it, we're behaving better than they are. The Republicans are not giving a fuck about your little bullshit etiquette rules. They are pissing all in the sandbox directly in your face while you and your your children are sitting in it, and y'all are sitting there and taking it. Like, the Democrats in this country have no real spine to stand up to the Republicans. Like, the fact that we know, I feel like every last one of us who actually reads or listens to the news knows that Donald Trump's or somebody extremely close to him has been colluding with the Russians for months. And we are all just sitting back and letting that the fuck happen. Like, why?
Just hanging out.
Like, just no big deal. Just, you know, whatever.
Let's see what happens.
Jared Kushner, you know, back channeling into Russia. But who really? No big deal, you guys. Who cares? Trump's son-in-law is all of a sudden a senior advisor and his kids have fucking security clearances and Ivanka is speaking for the nation because Trump is too tired. Bitch, what? What are we? And y'all are mad over Kathy fucking Griffin, but that's not even my read. So Melania, who, you know, tried to gain some brownie points with the internet by refusing to look Trump in the eye
this
or touch
amazing.
Him.
Amazing.
You know, girl Melania, she's had her moments. You know, she put on a $52,000 Gucci coat or whatever.
I was literally going to do this.
It was like, oh, well, you know, just signing a cute little small thing. But anyway, this bitch or whomever, I'm certain she didn't actually even say this, much less write it. But she said, as a mother, a wife, and a human being, that photo is very disturbing. When you consider some of the atrocities happening in the world today,
oh, the nerve.
A photo opportunity like this is simply wrong and makes you wonder about the mental health of the person who did it. This is so ironic that I read it and I think I blinked. Like, I'm sorry, is that from Melania Trump, Donald Trump's wife? Like, the current president of the United States' wife? Because if we're talking about some of the atrocities that are happening in the world today,
I mean, most of them are pointing right back to y'all.
I mean, your husband starting a whole lot of the shit, girl. Let's not talk about the same man who right now is trying to gut health insurance so that him and all of his rich ass friends can get richer and millions of children and parents will not be able to afford to go see the fucking doctor. The same man who said during the campaign, like, this video came out during the campaign right before the election, that he grabs women by the pussy because he's famous and he can get away with doing that. Are we talking about, I'm sorry, are you married to that same person? The same man who has, since he has been inaugurated, has emboldened so many racist and hateful ass people across the country. And in fact, just last week, two actually decent white people were murdered because they stood up to some crazy Trump ass lunatic fan who was harassing these Muslim girls and got killed in the process. Are you fucking kidding? That same husband on the first day of Ramadan talking about, oh, you call it terrorism, I call it patriotism. Your husband has emboldened people, American ass racists, to get up and do shit like that in this country today. While we're talking about atrocities happening around the world, they're happening right here in America. Your husband is responsible and he ain't said shit about it. Bitch, are you fucking kidding me? Are we talking about the same man who got on TV at a rally and was mocking a disabled reporter and started, like, you know, changing his voice and mimicking somebody who can't, like, really articulate that well and flapping his hands around like he's in fifth grade? Like, this is a grown ass man who's making fun of a disabled reporter and for years on Twitter led this entire birtherism movement against President Obama to the point where he released the short form and the long form of his birth certificate, and only just now was your husband finally like, okay, yeah, I guess he was born in America. Your husband led this whole racist ass, like, all of it. He was behind the whole thing. And we supposed to give a fuck now that Kathy Griffin put his burnt ass head in a picture? Bitch, really? Ted Nugent called Barack Obama a subhuman mongrel. A subhuman mongrel. It's hard to get more racist than that. You called a black man a subhuman mongrel, said you wanted him and Hillary Clinton both dead, and got an invitation to the White House to take selfies with Trump and have lunch. But you want us to give a shit that Kathy Griffin made a video about your awful ass fucking husband. Your lonely ass, greedy ass, hypocritical little fuck shit of a husband who is going to let all of his insecurities and his big, big ego get us all fucking killed. And you want us to care about Kathy Griffin and her fake burnt head and the fact that your little shit kid saw it. No one cares. No one cares. Fuck all of y'all. That's it.
All right. Well, I was actually going to mention that I've seen a lot of people, like, I think AOL or somebody had a headline maybe yesterday that said Melania is getting fashion revenge, and I saw these headlines about her jacket and all of this type of stuff. And I just want to remind a lot of y'all who I have been seeing, again, liberal Democrats and people who claim to be those, who are, like, lifting Melania up as this fashion girl now. Just because she smacked her husband's hands away a couple of times, yes, I live for that, because at this point, I live for anybody who's shitting on Trump or, you know, participating in his destruction.
Right.
I still don't see it from Melania. I don't live for her, and I'm not going to be out here yes-mamming her over
never.
No fucking jacket.
Literally
I just
never.
Don't. Like, I don't give a fuck about all of that until she actually writes and publishes the book, putting all his business out there, saying Trump can suck my dick. I don't care about any of that stuff, so please keep it. Aside from that, though, my read is, Lil Uzi Vert had posted some shit on Instagram the other day. I guess it was, like, a foggy mirror, and in it he drew, like, an inverted cross and 666 around it.
Oh, scary.
Offset from Migos posted a caption or something that said something like, I'll be praying for you or some shit like that. And then he responded back something like, oh, you can pray for me in trap church. And
like, sorry.
I mean,
that's funny.
It is. And then I think he said something about wanting to like hating the mainstream industry stuff and blah, 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 whatever. And then there was some other rapper who apparently was also upset with Offset. I don't remember this guy's name, but they are claiming that these symbols aren't what people think they are, and niggas don't know anything, and they represent something called unknownism, which is apparently a movement about not knowing things, and that the universe is like a... It kind of reminds me of, you know, in the Erykah Badu song, where the man that knows nothing knows that he knows
nothing.
Yeah. So it reminds me of like that, which I've always loved that saying, because it helps propel me through life, because I don't really know anything.
Very true.
I know bits of things and I hold tight to that and try, you know, to remember it.
Yeah.
But in the grand scheme of things, I'm a speck, and I recognize that, and it humbles me.
And I like it.
And I really enjoy that. However, the problem that I have... Also, the 666 stands for 6 protons, neutrons, and electrons, which is, like, carbon, and that's what we're all made up of. It's some weird-ass Jaden Smith, like, Scientology, I don't get it shit.
Carbon, neutron...
I don't know.
I was going to say, this is literally my first time ever hearing this theory, so I'm just trying to Google it real quick.
I didn't pay too much attention to it because it's utter bullshit, and this is where my read comes from. Now, the only reason I have an issue with this, you're allowed to believe whatever you want to. You're allowed to align yourself with whatever cause or religion or theories, beliefs. I don't care, especially if I've never heard of you and I'm not a fan of yours. But... it's frustrating. It's kind of annoying to me when celebrities start taking certain symbolism and using it online or in their music videos and stuff, and then being like, oh, well, it means this. Like, the cross of St. Peter doesn't have anything to do with whatever this shit is that you're talking about. And neither does the Mark of the Beast. Like, those are actual things that exist that have real, relevant meanings to a religion. Now, I also agree that a lot of people see that inverted cross and they see the Mark of the Beast and they just immediately think you worship the devil.
Yeah.
And if you actually read a little bit more, you would know where those things come from. But... I don't believe that the average person on Instagram knows what that stuff means the same way that I don't believe that Lil Uzi Vert or the rest of these niggas know what it means. Like, I don't think that you do. Do you know that 666? It's the mark of the beast. Do you know what the beast is? What the beast means? Have you ever heard of Revelations?
Right.
Like, do you know what the purpose it served and why? Or are you just using that as a way to be like, yo, we over here representing it? I think that a lot of these new rappers, especially the ones that lack talent, they have to like do something extra and above and beyond to make themselves stand out. And I know that a lot of people like Lil Uzi Vert's music, and I don't really even dislike him. I just don't care. Like, I'm not a fan. I don't want to see him do poorly. I don't care. But it just is annoying when I see people use, it's like propaganda to me. It reminds me of like in the middle, like the maybe mid-2000s, late-2000s, when the Illuminati discussions were super, super crazy. Yeah. And all of these pop stars or rap stars are using like the Eye of Providence and all of these triangles and swirls and lines and shit in their music videos. So everybody would be like, oh, Kesha's in the Illuminati. And it's like, no, Kesha don't know nothing about the fucking Illuminati. They put this stuff in the music video so you would say that and you were going to talk about it and somebody else would go and click on it and watch it too. That's the same shit these niggas are doing. Like, you have no idea what this stuff means, and it's annoying. For, and I know rock stars do it, and they have been doing it with that same cross of Peter and the same 666, and they use it and say, oh, well, it means this. It don't. It does not. That's like if I were to take like a little figure or statue of Buddha and say, this represents anti-body shaming. Buddhas would be like, bitch, what? Excuse me?
Can
you imagine if I was like, if I was wearing the Star of David and I was just like, this star represents loyalty to Mother Earth, mm-hmm. and veganism.
And love for the galaxy.
Right. People would be like, bitch, no, it does not.
If you don't take off my fucking Star of David, your weird
ass away from me, bitch.
Are you even Jewish with your crazy ass?
What the fuck are you talking? It's the same shit. I know a lot of people use that cross like to, as a way of representing or, you know, acknowledging that they are anti-Christian. Okay. And the same thing with the 666. So you can't just put some shit like that on the internet and then expect that people are just going to be like, hey, bro, cool.
Yeah, with no context.
Party. You know, like, awesome. People are going to be confused because you're using symbols that they know are attributed to this. Mm-hmm. And you're saying it means this, mm-hmm. and it does not. So if you want to, you know, say, hey, guys, we are coming up with this new movement and it means this, and we'd love it if you would, you know, look into it, or we just want you to think, or, you know, think differently or whatever. Then come up with your own damn symbols, you know, draw some colorful dreads or whatever it is that all you niggas do these days, and let that be the symbol. Stop using shit that already exists and confusing people and trying to get people to talk about your shit. It's the same thing that all these other motherfuckers have been doing for decades. It's weird. Man. And you can't fault people for thinking that you worship the devil when you know damn well people are going to think you worship the devil.
Especially black
when
people.
Especially niggas. Because niggas don't ask no questions. They know that that has nothing to do with God, mm-hmm. and we are not interested.
Okay.
Period.
Like, niggas do not play with that 666 and putting the cross upside down, bitch. What?
Oh, but now you got rants. Like, everybody knew. Like, even if you didn't actually read the Bible or do the research or even take your ass to Wikipedia, the girls definitely saw Conjuring with all them damn crosses turned upside down and demons and shit are leaping out of shadows. The girls are hip to the game. The jig's up.
Yeah.
Choose something else. That shit is strange. Now everybody is an alien and you made up of gummy worms and your blood is actually juicy juice or whatever. And that's fine. Like, I'm not going to argue with you about that. If you believe that the world is flat, prove it. You know, like, go on a long journey on a boat or something or a little yacht.
Come on, boat.
And when you find the edge, let me know. But until then, girl, I'm going to let you do what you want to do. Just stop bringing in symbolism that already exists, especially Christian symbolism or anti-Christian or like religious symbolism specifically,
right.
Because that is taking it completely left field, and that's when you're becoming disrespectful, and it's actually ignorant as hell for you to be taking something that I know what it means because I grew up here in this church, or I read this, right. Or I understand this, and you're not trying to tell me, oh no, it doesn't mean that. It means the shit that I just made up 2 days ago.
Right.
Okay, girl.
Mm.
And that's it.
Or if you get like one of those like the Muslim symbols or the symbols of Islam, like if you just decide, no, oh, I'm just gonna get one of these because it's just super cute and it doesn't, it
right.
means, you know, I love
it's
design.
It's almost like that.
It's like, what are you? No, there's a whole other meaning associated with this, and what are you doing? Like, this is something else entirely. What are you talking about?
And I mean, simple research.
Right.
That's it.
But know your fucking audience, Lil Uzi Vert. You know good and damn well you can't put no 666 on Instagram without niggas being
like, talking about
the
same nigga who currently has a song that's like a smash, apparently, where he's singing about all his friends being dead and being pushed to the edge. And I've said it once, I will say it again. That song blows me. Yeah. Like, it's not even that the song is bad. I'll just like be dancing, moving, shaking to the side of the side. And then he's talking about his dead friends and like being pushed to like the breaking point. And I'm like, all right, this
is sad.
And then the next thing I know, you painting, you know, 666 in the mirror. And I'm just like, look, if you need somebody to come over there and throw a little bit of holy water around or just hold your hand and pray and rebuke or do whatever it is, then you can say that. But you're not going to take the crisp mark of the beast that has been around since way before everybody and tell me, oh, now in Uzi Vert world, in the Rolling Loud community, it actually means this. Girl, bye.
Not the Rolling Loud community.
Bitch, beat it.
Till right now, I thought Lil Uzi Vert was the one in that terrible Sprite commercial, but that's Lil
Yachty. Lil Yachty.
Yeah, I just Googled.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, Lil Yachty, and I think Lil Yachty knows, you know what I'm saying, that he's, I don't say on borrowed time, but I think that he's like these rappers who know that they're living off of the beat and they're not really like lyrical like that.
Right.
They got red hair or they wearing, you know, Lane Bryant clothes and Kenny heels on stage. And, you know, like they're just doing like.
Do you even know what Lane Bryant is?
Yeah. They wear them.
These niggas can't fit no Lane
Bryant. They're still gonna hang off the ass. Like. Lowriders, whatever.
I'm saying.
But just do little weird shit. And I'm not saying that I'm against that. Do whatever you want to do. Represent yourself however you want to. That's why Lil Yachty was trying to tell Joe Budden's ass how happy he was. Because I can't rap and I'm still quite successful. Right. And it makes sense, doesn't it? I'm getting away with murder. Just the same way it makes sense that you mad. Because you can rap and you're not successful. Right. Like logic.
Your anger makes sense. Because I'm out here just saying bullshit in the studio.
Peek-a-boo,
and I have so much money. Right.
And I'm just wealthy.
And I'm just popping.
Deals, deals, deals. Bookings galore.
And meanwhile, you have talent and no one cares.
And nobody gives a shit.
Damn.
That's rough. I don't care about any of that. I don't have to like your music. I'm not going to demonize you or say that you're ruining hip hop or whatever. I just would love it if you would leave the old, that James Wan conjuring ass Paranormal Activity shit. Leave that. Keep that personal. If you want to, you know, summon what you going to summon, but keep that off of. Keep that off of the internet. I don't play. One thing I tell you, I definitely believe in demons, spirits, all of that. It may not look like it does in the movies.
Yeah.
It may not have big giant red horns and just hide in your closet until you come home.
Right.
But I absolutely believe in all of that shit. I believe they have names. I believe in all of that. So I don't play them.
Right.
Games. All I know, I'm going to scroll past this and then jump through my damn iOS device. And now that bitch chilling in the living room with Link. I can't do it.
Right. Even the stuff I don't believe in, I still don't play with. Because why do I want to run the risk?
Thank you.
I don't need none of that. When I saw the ring, I kept every TV off in my house for like 2 weeks. I said, I know can't no little white bitch crawl through my TV, but I'm not running the risk.
Love scary movies and all of that stuff too. So don't get me wrong. I was watching The Conjuring 2 the other day, and there's an end of the end of the movie. The lead character, I think she's a Farmiga. I don't remember what her name is, but whatever. She names one of the demons that she's like beefing with the whole movie, and she's like, "I know your name. Your name is such and such." And I was like, "Mute, not in my house." Oh no,
you won't call that bitch up in here.
No, no, girl, keep that to yourself. Okay, she's not getting familiar with this side of Harlem. No, no. Keep her over there. No, thank you.
That is The Conjuring the one where them white people bought some big farmhouse out in the country and then one by one crazy shit started happening?
The Amityville horror, but it's...
No, I saw it in movie theaters not too long ago. I remember because I got invited to the screening
and they had somebody pray. I don't think you're thinking about the...
You're thinking of
they had a priest come and bless us before that movie.
Oh no, you did see The Conjuring.
Yeah, it was.
I think it was the first Conjuring.
Yeah, it was the first Conjuring.
Because I remember you seeing it and being shocked.
Yeah, I certainly would not have gone to see the sequel to that. I can tell you because I loved both of them. Scared shitless, and it was like oh no. But I think it was like oh it's I a think crazy that's why it was so effective house or something
and, something like that. I haven't the seen the white them people first just one stayed. In a minute.
Oh god, it was scary.
But
though.
It was the white couple who investigates paranormal stuff and then they try to go and help
her.
I think that was what you saw though.
I think it was too. Something about a doll. There's a doll in it.
Oh, yeah, that's the first one.
Yeah.
That's the first
one
with Annabelle.
That fucked me right on up.
So good. But those moments were like, I think that's why it's so effective with me because I believe in that type of shit.
Yeah.
So when she was calling that bitch's name, I was like, there will be no demonic shout outs in my house. You keep that bitch name a secret.
Right. We won't be summoning Beelzebub to bring exactly. her sorry ass up in
like,
here.
Like, there was a movie that just came out called The Bye-Bye Man.
The whole
like tagline of the movie was don't say his name, don't think his name or something like that. And I was like, but you just told me his name, bitch. I can't help but think that's not fair. Get in my house. I'm like,
maybe the movie tells you his real name and the bye-bye man part.
No, you are like, so you're not supposed to see him, think about him, see? Nothing. And that's how you get him. I was like, that's fucked
I'm gonna
up.
Have nightmares,
you don't do
right?
no bullshit like that. It's unfair.
Right. And too many people don't play with that. I don't go see scary movies because of that. I do not like being scared. That's not a fun emotion for me. I don't understand that people, like, there are people who really enjoy, like, being horrified. I hate it.
I like seeing what they can do with, like, I don't know. I don't know why I like scary mm-hmm. movies.
I'm the type of bitch to have nightmares. So
oh, I will, too.
I really don't like being scared in my sleep. What the fuck?
Well, yeah, that's way worse.
Wake up alone in the dark.
I haven't had a nightmare because of a scary movie in a while. And usually when I do, it's not because I just watched one. I have a Conjuring nightmare like next month. Just randomly out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
But
because you was watching that mess.
Yeah, all I'm saying is
don't play with them spirits
and all
that
shit. Keep that demonic shit to yourself. Mm-mm. Like, you can't just be making up little Babysitter's Club ass groups and then being like, yeah, we use this to do that. I mean, if you're gonna do that, then at the very least, do the same shit that everybody else who uses it does and say, well, I just don't believe. At the very least, I'm gonna say you don't believe in God. Because you can't.
I mean, and that's your business. That's
your
life. Right.
You're allowed.
Absolutely do that.
But don't tell me, oh, that's not what it means. It means peanut butter and jelly tastes great.
Okay, girl.
Bye, girl.
Sure it does.
No, it doesn't.
Now I'm mad that this was on my Instagram feed because now this image has been projected into my home and I don't need that kind of negativity in here. Let me go get my sage.
Who the fuck knows who's waiting for me in the closet now?
Right. I don't play that
bullshit. Thanks, Lil Uzi Vert, bitch. I didn't need to be pushed to the edge, too, just because you miserable.
Man. All right. That wraps up this week's episode of The Read. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. This is The Read. Check out our website, thisistheread.com. I want to thank the Council of Black Seniors at Vassar for having me speak at your baccalaureates. I was very nervous and sweating like Christina Aguilera did it at a James funeral, and it was just a lot. Wow. But I got through it. Thank you guys again for the invitation. If you want to check out the transcript, you can check out my Tumblr or my website, crystal.com. And I will be at the Allied Media Conference on June 18th in Detroit at the Popular Cultures for New Worlds track meeting panel, whatever it's called. So if you'll be at AMC, come by that Sunday and let's hang out and talk about popular cultures and New Worlds. All right.
Shout out to everybody in London who came out to the show this past weekend. I was quite devastated because I missed my initial flight and so I was not able to see Dreamgirls, but I will be going back to London later, probably in early fall or something of that nature, specifically to go see that
show.
Not for y'all. I mean, if you see me, you can say hi, but I'm going there to go see that show because I will not miss it.
Yeah, no.
And then I'm going to go to Amsterdam because duh. But yeah, shout out to y'all for coming. Philly, I will see you on Sunday. Excited to come out there. Also, since it's the first, I can announce that 305 Live is happening
Yay!
June 25th. That's right. June 25th, which I believe is Pride. So you already know how we're doing.
Oh, Lord.
that just means that basically it's going to be a whole bunch of niggas here. You know, you don't have to be gay.
It helps.
You have to have, you know, respect.
You know,
that's like an Afropunk environment.
Yeah.
You know,
no, you phobias. Don't have to be gay, but don't be mad. Don't be right. Just don't be a dickhead.
Yeah.
Just come through and
because niggas
be
are gonna
decent.
Be twerking. It's just.
Like, I mean, and it is what it is. We have a great time.
Everybody's there. Were you there the first? I think it was the first 3 or 5 live where I had to get on the mic and cuss the security guard
yes.
out.
Yes. Yes, because of the bathroom thing.
Because they wouldn't let a trans girl in the
yeah.
bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember that.
Not that party.
Yeah. No, we don't
Not
do that, girl.
Not my events,
it's for
girl.
Everybody.
It's for everybody. Did you listen to Cash Doll's song for everybody?
Uh-uh.
She's an icon. You need to.
Okay.
All right. So 3 or 5 live, June 25th at the Lavage rooftop. Mm-hmm. Tickets are available Friday at noon. 305live.com. Wait until Friday at noon. I know you girls be looking right now and then like, I don't see nothing because it's not Friday at noon. 305live.com. It's going to be a great time. Lots of trap music, reggae music, twerking music, Trina, and me.
Yes.
And my friends. And I'm probably going to be shooting money in the air with a cash cannon that I just bought.
Oh, God.
It looked like fun, and I wanted it, and I did. And the only reason, I mean, the only time I can really think to appropriately use that is to shower you all with ones at 3 or 5 Live. So, come on now.
Oh, that's going to be fun for niggas. Is going to be like, get the fuck out. Niggas is going to be elbowing people.
I mean, it's a rooftop, so you girls better be careful because yeah. we don't have insurance, don't. And I will not be involved. They're not going to put my name in the paper.
You are a mess.
Tickets actually go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern. So, yeah, Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern, you can get tickets to the party and come out with us and have a good time. And I think that's about it. I had something else I wanted to announce, but it's not necessarily confirmed.
Oh, okay. Well, you might want to wait then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a couple things that are like, let's wait till we sign on the dotted line about that.
You gotta just use your sense.
Woo, I want to say thank you so much to Oklahoma. I went home for one day. Actually, no, thank you to my uncle for barbecuing them ribs and them hot links.
My God.
Oh my God, nigga, I ate 7 hot links.
7 links.
It felt so good.
I would do the same thing.
Sometimes you just have to go home and have real barbecue because New York City does not have it. Sorry. Don't send me the link to fucking Hill Country or whatever else, girl.
No!
Not real barbecue.
I was so disappointed the first time I went there.
Because everybody was like, oh, you gotta go.
And the bluebell was freezer burnt.
And the bluebell was freezer burnt. How you gonna get my heart all ready for bluebell?
You
and
know
then
I got bluebell in Hill Country.
They had chocolate and vanilla, and both of them shits were burnt.
When I tell you my uncle has made better barbecue than that every year of my life for as long as I can remember,
I mean,
that
who's
is just
Southern
pure
uncle
facts.
Hasn't.
And my Amy makes rolls and shit from scratch, and my mama's banana pudding is legendary, and it's just amazing food.
I read today that Magnolia Bakery is going to be delivering that banana pudding.
See, and I told my cousins, I'm going to bring some Magnolia home so we can decide whose is better, mama's or theirs.
I mean
my mama's. I mean, right. Because she makes it differently, you know, and she makes it the way that we all love it.
Yeah, the Magnolia does it a little.
But Magnolia's banana pudding is just universally.
Yeah, it's just good.
If you like banana pudding, you will like Magnolia's.
Yeah.
Because it's just great. Nobody has ever thought that it was.
I don't know anybody who has had it and be like, I don't.
No, it's universally good.
Even myself, like, I'm very particular. It's like
yes,
maybe
me
two
too.
People on earth that can make banana pudding, and I'll be like, yes, may I have some. Like, I'm really very, very particular about this shit.
Yeah.
But Magnolia?
I don't like it too sweet.
No.
I don't like when y'all put in too much pudding. They just have a great ratio of pudding and bananas and
it's about,
wafers.
Like, proportion
and just... And the consistency is right. It's not too thin.
And layers and levels and...
fucking good. And shout out to whoever brought that big-ass 5-gallon bowl of it to Thanksgiving. 2 years ago, because I hid it, and then I just took a big ass spoon and was like, I'm just gonna eat this because
Why? Are you kidding? Like, you don't leave no magnolia banana. Anyway, what was we talking about?
Food, I guess.
I had some amazing barbecue over the holidays. Well,
you just never know.
And all that, so.
When you're going to have another chance to have 7 hot links.
Exactly. I was like, oh, I don't know if I should go home. I can only go for a day because I had to do the graduation speech and all this. And then I was like, bitch, are you really going to stay home? Are you really going to stay in New York instead of going to Oklahoma when you could have hot links? Are you really about to do that? Like, think about it. Think about it. Because this is, when I go home again for Thanksgiving, Christmas, or whatever, ain't going to be no hot links on the menu. Like, this is your shot. So, I had to.
Oh, I just really want to quickly say that I didn't get to read enough about this, but to that teacher who is giving out these raggedy-ass certificates.
That's who my other reads are.
Talking about most likely to blend in with white people, most likely to be a terrorist and all that shit. I don't know if you...
That bitch was crazy.
You know, we're trying to be like a writer for difficult people, or you know, like you lost your way in the improv world and you decided to take your whack ass comedy to a school. But not only is this not funny, it's so past disrespectful and so past like offensive and insulting that I don't even like they're. Kids and the jokes aren't funny. There's nothing that's like tongue in cheek about it. There's nothing that would make us like what did you think the reaction was supposed to be from a kid when they receive this to you? And then for you to put Avid and all this other shit on it, like honestly, I'm gonna be paying very close attention to this and seeing how the school deals with it. I don't really know if I missed that part of it yet.
I think she's been fired.
Did they fire her?
I think so. I didn't read up on it again because then after Melania's statement came out, I said, oh no, bitch.
I'm going to go home and do what I got to do. Maybe we'll bring it up again next week. But no, if you haven't been fired,
crazy.
If you have been fired, you need to be thanking God that that didn't come along with several feet.
Okay. Can you imagine as a parent seeing a certificate like that with your baby's name on it? Absolutely not.
I'm going and sitting in the principal's office and I'm letting them know I'm not going anywhere until you bring her right here.
And I don't care what color she is. I don't care what race she is. You could be black as me and I'm beating the shit out of you.
I don't care what she looks like.
I'm beating the dog shit out of you.
Tell that bitch to come in here right now. I'm not going nowhere.
Miss Samuels to the principal's office.
Like, I know that being a teacher is rough and it's hard. Y'all don't get paid enough. You disrespected left and right and now you got to deal with this bitch, Betsy. Mm-mm. But...
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you have to remember that these are people's children. Mm-hmm. And you can't be in nobody's fucking establishment just treating kids however the fuck you want to. This is a place where they're supposed to be going to build up the self-esteem and the confidence that they can have and go out in this shit world and navigate it properly. And you're doing things like this. God. You lucky you ain't get your ass whipped. Yeah. But again, I got my eyes on this. And I'm done.
All right. Well, we will see y'all next week.
Bye.